Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning for your goodness, for your mercies, for all that you have done for us. We are grateful, O God, because we know that our living is by your power. We thank you, O God, for your mercies over our lives. We thank you, O God, for every provision. We thank you, God, for all those who are hearing this broadcast. Lord, we thank you, God, because you are using these words to bless us, to open our eyes to your goodness. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray as we share this word this morning that, Lord, you will touch the heart of people and that, Father, you will bless your people. I pray in the name of Jesus that life shall be transformed through this broadcast this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you because you will visit men and women through this broadcast this morning in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, there shall be testimonies to the glory of your name. Thank you, Father. Be thou exalted, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can I welcome you wholeheartedly to church this morning? And we call this program Church on Air. This is another time for you to meet with Jesus. Another time to be blessed. I'm sure that God is going to bless you this morning. Your life will never remain the same thing. God will give you the turnaround that you deserve in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Help me to invite people to this program this morning. Can you help me to invite your friends, your relatives, somebody there, you know, you can phone somebody that Church on Air is now on this channel and God is about to bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, I thank God for all those inviting us, you know, to their churches for ministrations. Thank God for what God is doing. To him be all the glory and honor and adoration in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, today I'm going to round up on my topic that says divine turnaround. You know, I've been sharing on this topic for some weeks now, and I'm sure you have been blessed. You know, I'm sure God is touching you. I am sure God is helping you through this word. Now, today, I want you to know that it is the will of God to turn your situation to his glory. I don't know what you are passing through. I don't know your problem this morning. I don't know, you know, what is happening in your marriage or your business or what is happening in your academics. I don't know. I don't know what is happening to you financially. But one thing I know is that God is able to give you a turnaround. God is able to give you a new testimony. And that is what will happen this morning. So just sit down, you know, take your Bible, if it's possible, you know, take your pen and write things down. And tomorrow when you come to church, I am sure it will bless you the more in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, in the book, one of the people that have turned around in their life, you know, was Job. You know the story very well. I've shared on this channel how he lost everything. He was a great man, a man of affluence, the greatest man in the East in his time. But look what happened. The devil came and within a day destroyed everything that, you know, he acquired over the time. Can you see? It's so difficult to build, but it's easy to destroy. It is difficult to build, but it's easy to destroy. Can you see now? And every plan of the devil to destroy all that God has given to you, built for your life, I reject that this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, so we are told that at the end of the day for Job, that God gave him a turnaround. Can you see now? Now, I will read a scripture, you know, in that book of Job, and that is what we are going to sit upon that scripture this morning in the name of Jesus. So, Job chapter 42. Let us read verse 10. Job 42, verse 10.
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice much as he had before.
Wow. See that turnaround. God gave him back 100% turnaround. Now, when you look at this scripture, Bible says, the Lord, it is the Lord that turned the captivity of Job. Now, it is God that can turn your captivity, not people. That's why you must not depend on the arm of flesh. That is why, you know, you must depend upon God. You know, that is why God must be your source. Can you see now? So the Bible says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job. Oh, hallelujah. You know, when he has prayed for his friend, also the Lord gave Job twice, as much as he had before. Can you see now? You know, God is locating you this morning. You know, you that you are listening to me there, You are the Job right now. God is locating you to bless you and to give you a double turnaround. God wants to increase you. You know, increment is coming your way. Grace of God is increasing your life. Things are turning around. Even though you are small right now, very soon you shall be great. You shall be mighty in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, what can we learn from this word? You know, what can we learn? You know, but number one thing we should learn is that, you know, that you are righteous and upright as a Christian doesn't give you immunity against trouble. Can you see now? That you are righteous, that you are upright, that you are a good Christian doesn't say that the devil will not come. You are not immune against trouble. Trouble will come. Can you see now? So people will tell you that once you are a Christian, you don't have trouble again. It's a lie. You know, why? Because I want you to know that, you see, there is trouble. Look at Job. Bible says concerning him. You know, Bible says in Job chapter 1, verse 1. Job chapter 1, verse 1.
There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Can you see, Bible says he was perfect. When they say a man was perfect in the Old Testament, can you imagine that? Bible says, you know, he eschewed evil. Bible says he was upright. Look at the CV of Job. Can you see? See, look at the mighty CV that Job carried, but yet Satan came. Now, because you are a bishop, because you are a pastor, because you are this or that, doesn't mean that trouble will not come. Because you are fasting, because you are going for communion service, you know, because you are doing evangelism, doesn't mean that trouble will not come. Can you see Job now? He was upright. He was a good man. He was the one that fears God. He eschewed evil. He is running from evil. But at last, problem came. Problem came. You know, so that you are a righteous or upright is as a Christian, doesn't give you immunity against trouble. See, so, you know, problem came. And what now happened? Jesus, in fact, told us that there will be problem in this world. Can you see? When you look at the book of John, John chapter 16, in verse 33. John 16, verse 33.
This thing I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Hallelujah. Can you see now? You know, don't say because now you're a Christian, you know, there will not be tribulation. There will be. There will be. He said, these things are spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. So in Christ there is peace. So when Christ is in you, he is the Prince of Peace. There will be peace inside. Outside may be hot, but inside is cool. Can you see now? Outside might be boiling, but inside will be calm. You know, things might be rough outside, but there is assurance. So, you know, that things will be well. You know, so Bible is saying that, you know, in me, in you will find peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. So there are two in there, in Christ and in the world. So the moment you give your life to Jesus, you are in Christ. Even though you are still in the world, then you are in Christ. So every problem that is coming to you, Christ will help you. There will be help from where? From the kingdom of God. So, and that is why you need to give your life to Jesus, so that all this problem that is coming to you now, you know, there will be help from above for you. So he said, in me, you know, there is peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. And what? I have overcome the world. So this problem you are going through, Jesus overcame it. Can you see now? This sickness you are going through, Jesus overcame it for you. Can you see? This affliction, this altar fighting you, Jesus has helped to conquer. So you need to now cling to Jesus to help you. You need to join forces with that of heaven to help you through prayers. So the moment you join, you are born again, and you now join forces with heaven, you will overcome that problem. Can you see now? You know, when we cast out demons, some of those demons are older than us. They have been in the world before we are born. But thank God, because we join forces with heaven using the name of Jesus. And Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every name must bow. And that is why they bow. That's why you see witches and wizards, they bow. You know the reason? Because we are joining forces at that of heaven. Now, this morning, I want you to know that for you to prevail in every situation of life, you must be born again, and then you must join force with heavenly force to overpower all the powers affecting your life. So that you are a righteous and upright as a Christian, doesn't it give you immunity against trouble? Trouble will come. Even let's see John chapter 14. Let's read verse 27. John 14, 27.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Don't allow your heart to be troubled. Because you say, I will give you peace. Probably right now, you are peaceless. Probably right now, you know, you are in the pool of problem. Eh? God, Jesus is assuring you that my peace I will give to you. That is why you must connect to Jesus. He said, my peace I will give to you. You know, my peace I will give this morning. Receive the peace of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Number two lesson we can learn from that Job 42 verse 10 is that problems don't last. They have expiry date. So the problem that you are going through right now, very easily to go. The moment you join forces with heaven, problem doesn't last. They don't last. You know, one man said that, you know, problem doesn't last, but tough people, they last. You know, so you, I want you to know that the problem in your life right now, they will soon expire. What you are going through right now that makes your life so tight, so difficult, they will soon go. Why? Because, you know, when you join forces with heaven, every problem will bow. Bible says that the name of Jesus, every name must what? Must bow. Every knee. So every problem must bow when you apply the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you apply the name of Jesus, every problem must bow. Can we see Proverbs? Proverbs chapter 23. Let's read verse number 18. Proverbs 23 verse 18.
For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off.
For surely there is an end. Surely there is an end to that problem. You know, there is an end to that affliction. There is an end to that sickness. There is an end. You know, there is an end to your poverty. There is an end to your unemployment. There is an end. There is an end to what you are passing through right now. He says, surely there is an end. His answer, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Now, this morning, what are your expectations? You know, don't forget that this is the last Saturday of the month. What are your expectations for April? They will all come to pass in Jesus' name. You know, he said your expectation shall come to pass. So, problem don't last. But people do. Good people, tough people do. So, tough problems, they wonder, even though it is as if to say, it will swallow you up. But you just put your trust in the Lord. You will discover that every problem will just bow. Because Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every name must bow. Hallelujah. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you experiencing any kind of impossibility? Are there yokes or affliction in your life and you seem not to see the way out? Come and meet the God of all possibility tomorrow in our anointing stroke yoke destruction service at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta by 8:30 a.m. Come with a bottle of anointing oil and all things shall be possible for you. For further inquiries, call 080-33-855-927. Is 080-33-855-927. Only Jesus can make the impossible possible for you. Jesus is Lord.
Welcome back in Jesus' name. This morning we are looking at Job 42 verse 10, bringing up some lessons that we can learn from Job's turnaround. And we have said, number one, that you are righteous or upright as a Christian doesn't give you immunity against trouble. And number two, that problem don't last. Number three, that I want you to learn from that is that don't get stuck in your trouble. Don't get stuck in your trouble. Don't build a monument for your trouble. Can you see now? So don't be talking about your problem. Don't carry your problem as if you are carrying a baby. No. When you see people, you know they have problem. The way they look, even the way they walk, the way they speak, you know that, you know, they have something attacking them. But look at that Shunammite woman. She had a problem. Her son died. Elisha said, "Is it well with you?" He said, "It is well." She was not carrying a problem. You know, why will you kill yourself before your time? Because of this problem, because of humanitarian problem. Why will you kill yourself? Look, let it get away. No, don't think of your problem. Think of the solution. Think of the solution. So don't be talking, because when you are building monument of problem, your problem will become mundane. Look at Psalm 23. Can we read verse number 4? Psalm 23, verse number 4.
Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Wow. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? It's a terrible place. He said, I will not fear evil, for that art with me. So in every situation, God is with you. He said, I am with you, I am for you, I am in you. Can you see now? So you cannot be conquered. You cannot be defeated. The problem of life cannot put you on your face. It's not possible when you cling to Jesus. Can you see now? So he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Can you see now? So this morning, one thing I want you to know is that the problem you don't cast to God, we cast you out. The challenge you are right now, you need to let God know about it. All you are doing is telling men about your problem, telling people about your problem. Why can't you tell it to God? Why can't God help you? Men can't help you. You are just going around telling people this problem, that problem. Have you told God about this problem you are going through? Have you prayed upon it? Have you shared with your pastor or a leader in your church? Have you gone on your knees on this problem? But you are just going telling people, and people have not helped you over the years. Excuse me. You know, don't get stuck in your trouble, and don't build a monument for your trouble. In Isaiah, let's see Isaiah 43. Let's read verse number 2. Isaiah 43, verse number 2.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
That is the assurance of God. Can you see? So you will pass through waters. That's a level of problem. You know what? I say I'm with you. When you pass through river, you know, when you pass through water, that's a small problem. And that problem is you pass through river problem. There's water problem, there's river problem, there's fire problem. Can you see now? Three levels of problem. The smallest level is the water level. Then the river level, then the fire level. And God is saying that no matter the one you are, he said the fire problem will not burn you. He said the river problem will not overflow you, and the water problem will not take you, because I'm with thee. You see, excuse me, let me tell you once again, God is with you. God is with you once you are born again, and he's ready to help you. He's with you. So don't build a monument of problem, a catalog of problem. Stop, you know, explain your problem. Explain what God said about that problem. Number 4, you know, from lessons from Job 4, verse 10, is that God has a set time for going through the test, and also a time of bringing you out. God has a time, a set time for going through the test, and also a time for bringing you out. Excuse me. Sometimes problem will come. You will pray to God. You will fast. The problem will not go. Why? Because God wants you to pass through it. Sometimes you will see you'll be praying and fasting, and the problem still remains. You know, God wants you to pass through it, so that at the end, his name will be glorified. Can you see now? Jesus Christ, he passed through it. You know what he said to God? He said, God, if it is your will, let this cup pass over me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. So, and God took away his eyes with God. But you must pass through this thing. That is the purpose why you came to this world. And he passed through it. And God gave you strength. And he went through it. Now, so something you have passed through right now. And you are saying, and I have prayed though. Because Job himself prayed. In fact, he made sacrifice. When you look at Job 3:35, Bible was telling us there that Job made sacrifice for his children, that evil will not touch them. But at last, he will kill all of them. What can you say by that? Do we say that God doesn't answer prayers? Do we say that God doesn't hear prayers again? He answers prayers. The thing is that, you know, what will happen to you will surely happen. But at the end, what happened to you will glorify God. What you are passing through right now, may it give glory to God in the name of Jesus Christ. What you are passing through right now, may it bring God every glory. So, you know, there is a set time. So what you are passing through is ordained. But at the end, you will laugh last. And he that laughs last, Bible says, laugh best. You know, so you can read Job 23, verse 10b. I may not be able to go there. Then, number five thing, you know, that we can learn from that Job 42 verse 10 is that God will turn your trouble around. Hallelujah. God will turn your trouble around. And that is what we can see that happened finally to Job. According to Job 42 verse 10, God turned his trouble around and gave me victory. Hear me, people of God. This morning, I want to rejoice with you because very soon, you know, people will be celebrating you. Why? Because this problem in your life will be over. Why? Because, you know, new thing will start to happen with you. I celebrate our nation, Nigeria, also this morning because I know that very soon, God is giving us a new Nigeria. See all the problems we are going through. See all the dilemma. See all the scarcity. See all everything that, see the killing. See all the problems here and there. One thing I know is that in Nigeria, God is going to give us a turnaround. We are receiving a new Nigeria. We are receiving a nation that is godly. You know, we are receiving a nation of abundance. We are receiving a nation that fears the Lord. The glory of God will soon come upon this nation. And all shall be well in the name of Jesus. Now let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want to pray for all those who are hearing of this morning. I want to thank God for your plans for their life. I know that, Lord, what they are passing through right now is for a time. You know, but I know that, Father, Lord, you are bringing forth your glory. Your word says that in this trouble is for a time. You know, and that at the end, your name will be glorified. Lord, glorify yourself in their families. Glorify yourself in their vocation. Glorify yourself in their career. Lord, look, see this man. See this woman with problems, marital challenges, career challenges. Lord, look at them. They are looking unto you. But Lord, as they lift up their hands, please, Father, answer them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as you help Job, as you turn things around for him, please, Father, all these ones hearing of this morning, they are your children. Please, Father, turn things around for them. Lord, help them to give testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that through this problem, let them come to Jesus. As many of them are yet to know him, please, Father, speak to them right now. Let them come in into the fold and let them join forces with you for them to prevail in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you because it is well with them. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for you listening to us this morning. And also I want to thank God, you know, for your attentive prayer. I know that you have testimonies. Please, tomorrow is church. Make sure you go to church. If you don't have a church to go to, come to Christian Dominion Network Ministries, otherwise called Community Dominion Tabernacle. I am sure that God of turnaround will surely meet with you. God of turnaround is with us and he will help us tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. The Lord be with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.